Chesiva Shalom, page Rashi Nun Zayin, on the left column. So the Chesiva Shalom here is emphasizing the advantages of being Hashem's servants.
The advantage of over what?
Over being Hashem's children.
Okay.
Inyan Yagia Batayra. The concept of toiling in Torah. She'ena Torah nikmes ala biyagia atzuma. Torah can only be acquired through tremendous toil. The Torah only has an existence by someone who sacrifices themselves for it. Besides the mitzvah of learning Torah, there's an extra significance to sacrificing oneself for it. Meaning that a person has to be willing to sacrifice their own needs for the sake of Torah. Only then can a person merit that the Torah will attach to him. So also, this concept of toiling is also relevant not only to Torah learning, but in order to grasp pure emuna, that requires toil. This requires much toil, lahashish bepiv harve ba'amin, for a person to instill into their mouths many times. Meaning, we talked about this numerous times. A person needs to, the more a person talks about emuna, the more it becomes ingrained within them.
You think that's true?
What?
Yeah, by talking about it.
Just ask Rav Lazer Brody.
I'm asking a greater authority.
You're moving up in the seats now.
Yeah, you're right.
For sure, yes. The person, he brings a positive sum of Hemanti Ki Adaber. I believe it because I talk about it. I think it's probably relevant to many things. In other areas, I think it's more convincing yourself of something.
Talking yourself into it,
which is in other areas it might be talking yourself into something that's not necessarily true. In this case, we know it's true. It's just that the more you talk about it, the more you're going to bring it out.
Isn't there more to just, you know, toiling for Torah learning? Isn't it also toiling for the teachings of the Torah? So, if, you know,
such as,
well, you learn something in the Torah, don't you have to go through? Learn it. You got it.
There's also the concept you learn when you share it, then too. Am I right?
What?
There's also that other concept that you've learned it and you share it, you actually gain it as even more from it.
When a person is able to relate something, the person gets a deeper understanding of self when the person teaches. So it's just a fact. I can tell you from my experience. When you say something, when you have to transmit something to someone else, becomes a lot more. The teacher gets an understanding of what he's teaching.
There's that whole concept of teaching, that a teacher doesn't fully understand a concept unless they can give it over in a way that the person can receive it and understand.
Right, that's a simon, meaning that there's a in voluntary learning also. I think it's a brisker saying, but it's true. It's true. It's a
filth, but
it's true anyway.
It's a filth and how's bora, filth and avon. Meaning, if you can't explain it, then you don't understand.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that the more a person tries to explain something, the more they understand it. I mean, there's many things that I know I have it, right? But you know, I can't relate it.
Then you don't really have it.
Right. So it means that I need to go deeper into myself and to find out what it really is in order for me to be able to relate.
Sounds like my conversation with my wife after Shabbos.
But he said, hold on. Still dealing with it. Oh, it's not there yet.
Yeah.
But you can say it over and maybe even understand it in your mind, but the question about Emunah isn't an intellectual thing, I think. I think it's a heart thing.
Faith, right? Faith is it's something that's beyond comprehension.
Yeah. So by talking about it, you think that brings it more deeply into your heart?
Right. It does. It's more than a heart thing. I think it's a neshama thing.
So bring it more deeply or into your neshama.
Right. Or you're taking it, you're tapping into your neshama and bringing it into your heart. Right. You're doing that. Emunah is something that is ingrained in every Yiddish neshama. Every Jew is a believer in what a person needs to believe in, what a Jew needs to believe in. The Reb Tzolik says that the reason why we find that people sometimes are not believers, that Jews are sometimes not believers, and even ourselves, right? We know that we're believers, but sometimes we do things that oppose that emunah, contradict that emunah. He says because we don't believe that we believe. That's the problem.
We don't what?
We don't believe that we believe. But every yid has that emunah. Now, whether you believe that you have that emunah or not, that's something else. But every yid has that emunah in their neshama. It's something that we have. So I guess the more you talk about it, the more you bring out that.
So this is a method, essentially, of developing.
Right.
By simply talking about it.
If you talk to if you tell your child that you're a failure, the child's going to be a failure.
Yes, I think that's right.
Right. If you tell your child that you could do it, and you instill the child with self confidence, then and in most cases, right, the child has it within him, right, to whatever he needs to accomplish, right, to do good at math, or to do good at science.
I've done scientific studies about that. If you tell something, you know, he's fat, you know, from he was little, he grows up to be fat. That's what he thinks.
So, but he's believing you because you're his parent. He thinks you know. But so we're talking here about telling
Hashem's
your
parent,
right.
Too.
Right.
What?
Hashem's a parent.
Right.
Too.
So, but here we know that we have it within us. Or he's telling us we have it within us. He says the more you talk about it, right, the more you'll be able to bring it out.
We need to hear Hashem say that to us as the parent by meeting.
You just have to have the self confidence to know that you believe.
So we have here a practical method for developing.
Right. A fresh
pie. Yeah, I do it.
That'll be great.
We'll finish the next one.
He says, "Shani medaber v'emuna tamid k'mamar avzeinu hakadosh." As our Rebbeim have said, and al posik hemantik yadaber. Davar Melech says, "I believe because I speak." Shani medarav emuna tama. When I talk about emuna constantly, mischazek as he believes, it becomes stronger in the heart. When he's a zayir kodesh al posik, as it says in the zayir kodesh on the posik, v'yadato hayoyim, you shall know today, v'ashay v'yisa el v'avecha, and you shall return to your heart, ki Hashem hu elikim, v'ashemai v'ma'av alores mitochas einoy, that Hashem is God, in the heavens above and on the earth below, there is no other. What does, so the Zohar HaKadosh says, what does it mean when it says you shall return to your heart? It says, this is, says the Zohar HaKadosh, means the first time, the second time, and the third time. What does that mean? Hainu, meaning, as Steve Shalom explains, the person has to constantly review Emuna, until it becomes engraved upon his heart. Ki Hashem hu elikim, that Hashem is God, v'ashamayim v'mal, and the heavens above, v'goyim v'hem, so on. Oid harbe inyonim. So, as he said with Torah learning, as he said with emunah, that it requires toil. So also many other matters. In v'midos, in v'chayvus alvavos, whether it's character traits, or whether it's the obligations of the heart, the duties of the heart, in Adam Masigam, a person cannot grasp them, Eli de Yegiya Tzuma, only through tremendous toil. Now, he had already established earlier that this concept of toil belongs to the category of avdus, of servitude, where the child gets everything from his parents without working for it. A servant has to work for whatever they want to achieve.
This is not to say that a child can't work for his parent because he wants to and loves his parent.
Right.
I want to do something nice for dad.
Oh, that's fine. That's not servitude. It's a pleasure.
Hi, Dad.
Huh? Where's the shot?
Right. He may. Now, many have entered this type of service, serving Hashem through toil, and they lost their patience. They couldn't tolerate it any longer. She called Kamash Misiagim Yoizer, because it seemed to them that the more they would toil, the outcome would be counterproductive. Nechshalim Yoizer, and they seemed to stumble more. And they don't have the koyach anymore to be in constant battle. Until the point that they despair, one of Islam. So, yeah, many people try and they try and they try and then they're not successful.
Try what?
Whatever it is, try toiling at any certain aspect, whether it's emuna, whether it's or whether it's character traits, acquisition of certain character traits. And they don't seem to be successful. So the what they are lacking is shalom avinim aimek inyan avodah b'giyus, that they don't understand the depth of this concept of serving Hashem through toil. Chinas Eved as a slave, Kishor lo oil, Chachamay la masa, as a ox to its yoke, and a donkey to its load. Meaning, Ish Yehudi, every Jew, Tzorach Adas, needs to know, Ki Avodas Hashem, Eino Inyan Shemekavol, Vekavlonas Lohitzi, the Poel Shum Dova. Meaning, Avodas Hashem is not based on results. has nothing to do whether you finally achieve the results you wanted to achieve or not. A person is rewarded for the amount of effort they put in.
That's harder concept than emuna. That you're not judged on results. Because in today's day and age, in this society,
mm-hmm.
that's what you are judged
right.
on. You are judged on results, period.
Exactly.
It's a bigger struggle, actually, to know. That concept's bigger than
right. And it's all about now.
It's part of the emuna. You have to have faith that a person has to be, that all that counts is the effort.
Yeah, bottom line.
Literally.
That makes sense, because this Torah, Hashem knows it already. I mean, he's the source of it, so what does our learning Torah do for Hashem? So it must be the effort.
Bringing us closer to him.
Yeah, exactly, but we're not...
No, but he
what is
he
the
stays
result?
For
no,
his,
the saying the chiddush here is that even though I'm learning the same thing for a day and I can't crack it,
yeah.
It doesn't go into my head.
Yeah.
I'm going to be rewarded as if I know it all. As there is nothing,
right.
It has nothing to do with knowing it. It has to do with
right,
trying to know.
Differentiating it from what you were saying about it's all about. The results. Who's the customer here is Hashem. Hashem's
right.
got it already. So Hashem doesn't need to find out, you know, I need you to crack this for me. No, of course not. Hashem knows it already. So the result is not the relevant
thing. It's
still
gives a Gishmak Dishma,
isn't
it? Like, if your child does something for you,
right.
it brings you closer to the child. It gives a Gishmak Dishma.
No, but it's the effort that brings you close to Hashem, not the result.
Okay.
The result is as a result of the effort.
No, because you can get the result could be completely off base, but the effort still gets you credit.
But here's another unique way of looking at it, is that here's the test of emuna, that you can work at it, and what if it's, for whatever reason, unknown to us, it's not Hashem's will that we should be successful in this area for whatever reason. But what? So Hashem's going to say, you're failing. It was Hashem's will that we should do it. What was his will when we did it was actually doing the, I must say, actually working at it, the striving. So remember, the Rebbe said a couple of years ago that being on the train, you're either going on the train from this town to that town or this town to this town. You're either going up or you're going down. But if you're on that train that's actually going up, and I'm kind of combining a handful of things that you've given over a few years back, but that's what counts. That's what Shem's looking at. He's not looking at, are you going to get off at this station over here? He's worried more about
where you're headed.
The train. Where you're headed. That's the ma'aseh. That's not taklid. Taklid's not such the big thing, but the ma'aseh is. I think that's what he's saying.
They say that, and I once said a word on the end of Parashas Shmos, after Hashem sends Moshe to Paroi. Moshe goes to Paroi to tell him to send an Israel to Mitzrayim, and it only makes things worse. Paroi meant to make it a lot, makes it a lot worse for an Israel. And Moshe comes back to Hashem and says, you only made it worse for that Israel. Why did you send me? So, to which Hashem responds, that's the next, the beginning of the next parasha. Hashem answers Moshe, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Rashi says, Neman l'shalom schar l'holchem l'fana. I am trustworthy that I will give reward to those who walk before me. What do you answer? Hashem. Moshe is asking Hashem, why? You only made it worse. Why did you send me? And Hashem answers, I'm trustworthy to give reward to those who walk before me. So I explained that what Hashem was telling, what Moshe was asking, Hashem, why did you send me? There were no results. You just made it worse. So Hashem said, results are not your business. I give reward for those who do what I tell them to do. all effort, the reward is based on effort, not on results.
So was that to say that Moshe's effort wasn't what Hashem was expecting, or is that the result?
No,
or is that
that's
the
exactly
no.
The result's not your business.
But then to say that reward comes to those who give effort, right. Is that a patch on Moshe? Because he said, you sent me down here and only made it worse.
He's explaining to Moshe, what's going on?
What was
the answer to Moshe?
We said by Chesky HaMelech, right? Chesky HaMelech was saw and with Ruach HaKodesh that his children were going to be idol worshippers. So he didn't get married.
Right. Right.
So Elisha, Anovi, comes to Yishai Anovi. Yishai Anovi comes to Chesky HaMelech and he says, why did you get married? So he told him. So he said, that's not your business.
Yeah.
You have to do what Hashem told you to do.
Privilege.
You're right. Whether the results are going to be of your efforts are going to be contrary to what to the will of Hashem, that's not your business. Right? What a person is obligated to do is put in the effort.
Does it say, Yishaya, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts?
Yep.
We have no way of knowing. It's, I think it's exactly what he's saying here is that results and effort are completely separate. So don't worry about results. Hashem's saying that's my job. Your job is just simply to do. Yeah. Bottom line, nothing more.
Doesn't he say in another place that when it comes to dveikus, it's that if I try want to be dveik b'Hashem, then that is what will happen. To the extent I want to be dveik, I will be dveik. It's not, in other words, those results will be in accordance with my effort.
That's probably true.
Okay, so with that in mind, a person has to keep in mind, what is the goal? The goal isn't the result that I'm thinking it's,
right.
The result
is
my dveikus. And by doing what
But we also have to realize that dveikus is also not what you think it is. You might not feel that dveikus. Dveikus means connection. Right? You might not feel it. You might feel totally disconnected. What dveikus is the effort. That's how you're connecting to Hashem. Connecting to Hashem through ways you think you can connect to Hashem, and which is either contrary to the Torah, or you've got people out there in the Kabbalah Center thinking that they're connecting to Hashem too. You can only connect to Hashem through the ways He tells you to, whether you feel it or not. Okay. So the reason why there are people that toil and toil and then they give up, it's because their theory, they think that their toil is supposed to land them somewhere. That there's supposed to be some kind of outcome or result. He says, not true. All it is doing Hashem's will. That's all it's about. If a person has to accept upon themselves to toil with all of their strength to do Hashem's will, whether he's successful or not, that's up to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It has nothing to do with me. The nachas ruach that a person brings to Hashem, it is not the result of the toil. It is the toil itself. As Chazal say, "Al tiyuka v'adam amsham shemesara v'amnas lekal v'pras." The way he interprets these words as a new definition. The Mishnah always says, "Don't serve the master with the intention of receiving reward." Right, just serve the master without the intention of receiving reward. So that's always interpreted as meaning the reward that a person is going to get in the world to come. That's what we're talking about. He says no, the reward means the result. Don't serve Hashem with the intention of having a result. Serve Hashem with the intention of having a result. Just this is the result itself. Schar mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is the fact that I'm able to do the mitzvah itself. That's the schar of the mitzvah.
And start of the proof of the pudding is our experience with children, with our own children. It's not whether the child is trying to learn. That's what gives you the naches. It's not that he may not be a capable, he may not be the biggest Talmud Chacham. He may not be able to have the kalim to chop all of the intricacies. That
your
makes
child
no
is
difference.
A Talmud Chacham, you get naches from that.
Of right? course you do. Of course you do. But if he's not, and he puts in the effort, it gives you tremendous naches. That's where we went. That's how it is. Lagas lagabe Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the result. The result is. It's that effort that gives the nachas.
Well, that's the goal anyway. Unfortunately, our ego sometimes the result is good. Or the geschmack is even
greater.
Right.
There you go. That's it. and then to flip it around to add to the emuna equation to it. This right here is loosely the answer. Although getting someone who's going through this kind of situation to accept this answer probably won't happen. But how often do you
need that result. All you do is have to tell them about it.
Yeah.
Whether he takes her out is...
How often do you hear, though, you hear someone who gets on the derrick, but suddenly their lives seem to just fall completely apart. They say, I don't understand. I became religious, and I lost all my money, and I lost this, and this happened to me, and I lost my health, and whatever. What was all that for? Why did I even bother to do it? They complained because, I became religious and now my life is so much better when I wasn't observant. Now I'm observant. This is it. But that's the test of Emuna. The Emuna is being tested. It's like, your life is supposed to magically become like a carpet ride because you became religious? No. The point of being religious is to serve Hashem.
Yeah. That's what it's
It can go the other way, too. It can go the other way, too. It can be witnessed right now in popular culture with Matthias Yahu.
Where's the carpet?
Right. About saying he rocketed to the top because he jumped on, he became Frum.
Yeah.
And now he shaved his pants and his beard and everything. And he thinks it's all him now.
Right.
He's going to do an inner search.
Right.
Because... So he can go the other way, too.
You see that from Rimmel Matsyahu? Is he done?
No, he still goes to shul and goes to the mikvah, he says, but... But it's all him now.
But therein lies the test of the Emuna, right? That's where the Emuna gets tested.
I think he was tapping into a good channel there, but I think he kind of fell off.
My father always says that people think that God is a vending machine.
Yeah.
you put in the quarters and the snack is supposed to come out.
50 cents for tefillin, 25 cents for talents.
Chillin's in a cup.
C-14.
Does that hot water? Sir, wait 3 minutes.
Look at that.
All right. That's good. That'd be nice, though,
wouldn't it? Thank God it's...
I wanted the spicy cocoa.
Question of Chazal. All right, yeah. Kol v'zeh kama pras lizkos le'ezo ya'or v'asaga. So when it says, don't serve the master with the intention of receiving reward, included in this is the reward of meriting some type of illumination or some type of achievement. Not even that. It shouldn't be to receive any reward, even spiritual. Just toil because this is the will of Hashem. It says in Parashas Shmini that when Bnei Yisrael finished building the Mishkan, so it says that the Shekhinah didn't come down until the eighth day. So the Pasuk says over there, when Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Zeh Adom Rashi Tziva Hashem Ta'asu, this is the thing that Hashem commanded that you shall do. V'yeru Aleichem Kved Hashem, and then the glory of Hashem will appear to you. And it doesn't say what they should do. It's a pasuk totally onto its own. This is what Hashem said you shall do, and the glory of Hashem will appear to you. So Rashi says, Rashi's apparently bothered by this, and Rashi says that Bnei Yisrael came to complain to Moshe. Kol ha-toyrech shatarachnu, we exerted ourselves so much to build this Mishkan in order, kedei, that that in order that the Shekhinah should dwell among us, and now the Shekhinah is not even coming down. So Rashi was a response to that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "This is what Hashem said you should do, and then Hashem's glory will appear to you." So we still don't know what are they supposed to do. So the Sefer explains that Bnei Yisrael were what Moshe Rabbeinu heard Bnei Yisrael say, that we exerted ourselves so much in order that Hashem should dwell among us.
That's what you should do.
So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "That's wrong. Your entire exertion was only for the sake that you wanted Hashem to dwell among you. That's selfish. The reason you exerted yourself should have been because Hashem told you to do so. Despite the whether there's going to be an outcome or not, that's none of your business. Your toil, even if though it's spiritual and it's all about Hashem coming to dwell among us, your toil should have been because Hashem commanded you to do so.
That's why.
You should do it because Hashem commanded you to do so. Then we hear Allah from God Hashem. Then Hashem will appear to you. You're doing it all because you want Hashem to dwell among you, even though it's spiritual. It seems to be a very lofty kavanah.
The vending machine.
Huh? Right. The vending machine.
But we're creatures that see that the concept of this produces this.
That's why it's so difficult.
Right. So just the sheer fact of this is already moving us above that level of being human.
But is the about? We have breaker nature still
right.
Beyond.
Right. That's just almost the first step.
It happens to be it's a very comforting step. It's very comforting, meaning that even though I don't see results, I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's I don't need results. It's when you're working for Ryan, I talk to his
poor
employee.
People, yeah.
I speak to his employees. They're very intimidated. They know that if they don't produce, that they don't have results, they're in trouble.
They want to get the knife set. Always be closing.
It's a very black and white business.
Well, you're working for the Rabbi Shlaila. You don't need results. All you got to do is do what's right. What do you want to do? I never spoke to your employees, by the way.
But the distinction here, you need to do both. Suppose you're Ronnie's employee.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And
at least it's about Ronnie, not Bill B.
His employee, and you're also wanting to serve Hashem. For Ronnie, you need to produce results. Right?
You want to stay in the money.
Yeah.
It's not saying you shouldn't be trying to produce results.
Right.
It's just
exactly
for Hashem or for Ronnie.
Right. That's the difference.
It's also be different between Evan and Ben, or Evan.
It's not like there. It's up to you either. Mm-hmm. All you can do is put in the effort, and you got to hope that there's going to be results.
Yeah, that's true. But
so there really is no
still, you know,
difference in the
effort. You know, there's kind of maybe. But look at this, though. You're working on something, and then it occurs to you, you know what? This isn't working. Maybe I need to try a different approach, because this is not producing results. You can't just say, okay, results are not up to me. I'm just going to keep doing this that I'm doing. It's not working, but I'll just keep doing it. That's wrong-headed. I mean, in terms of working for an employer who's expecting results, you got, this isn't working. I need to try something else. That's... Seems like it's the other is a stupid behavior.
Or trying a different employer. Or trying a different job. You know, I'm not good at trading. Maybe I should be.
Right. No, why? Even though I may be good at it, but in every job, you try something. Okay, it doesn't work. I'll try something else. No, that doesn't work either. I'll try something else. Until you find something. Oh, okay, now this is going to work. And then you figure out how to refine it a little bit, and maybe it's going to work even better. But you got to do that. If you're not doing that, it's just stupid. You're doing something that's not producing results, and you just keep doing it.
Well, right, the question is, in Avodas Hashem, whether that's not
appropriate.
Avodas
Hashem
well.
Is different, exactly.
No, but that might also be appropriate. Maybe that's a lack of effort. If you see that there's one approach that you've been trying the entire time, and you don't feel to be you're getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, there are other approaches within Avodas Hashem that are available to you that might produce better results in your intensity of Avodas Hashem. There might be a lack of effort by not trying that. So,
bringing that back onto what we were saying earlier, I think this does take it another step. Yeah. Even in your Avodas Hashem, you need to be looking for results.
What are you laughing at?
This guy.
There's got to be a limit.
Are you competing with Harlan or something?
We have to have one of these in the airport. It has to fit in this thing in order to...
We're going to need a bigger shoulder for the Stender.
Can you eliminate the Vegas
Does it have a sunroof?
It's got a
so
bar.
So you can sit behind and fall asleep during the thrusher?
Sorry to interrupt.
Come on. Have a seat.
All right. Well, let's finish this last paragraph.
Bar,
what bar? Hine, Baron HaKodesh, the Kabrina said before he was Nifter, Shenemdu Lefanov Hayamim Shechai Bohem. He said that all the days that he lived in, that he lived, were all standing before him. V'roya Achshav, and now he sees, Ki Hayamim Shehoyu Be'inov Behirim Hem Emes Peshutim. He sees that the days that in his eyes were the best days, meaning the days that he felt the results, those were his weakest days. And the days that in his eyes were the difficult days, those were his best days. And he said, then the explanation is according to what we've said, the days of toil, without, when he didn't see any illumination, it was just Hashem commanded me to do so. I don't need to feel anything. Those are the best of the person's days. And the days of where it all came from above. Haras panim, he felt Hashem, the illumination of Hashem's face, bli yegia, without toil, hey bamis pshutim. Those are the simplest days. Shetachlis avodis Hashem he yegia, because the tachlis of avodis Hashem, meaning the goal for avodis Hashem, is the toil. It's not the result. And those who don't see any bracha their avodis Hashem. Meaning that after a while they just give up. It's because they don't understand what Avodas Hashem is all about. They're not sacrificing themselves for spiritual acquisitions.
That's amazing. You always assume these tzaddikim, where there's constant dvikas, there's this constant feeling of just total connection.